At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, my friends. I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback, would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Elizabeth Chambry holds a business degree from Pace University. She is a celebrated speaker at affiliate summits and conferences across the country where she shares her expertise in the product space. She is the visionary founder behind Mantelpiece, a line of eclectic cannabis accessories designed to blend timeless elegance with modern functionality. She built Mantelpiece on her foundational years in consumer product journalism at media brands like the New York Times Wirecutter, Business Insider, and Inside Hook. After testing thousands of products across industries, Elizabeth developed a keen eye for quality and was ready to introduce something new to the market, and she's here today to tell us about it. Welcome, Elizabeth, to Cannabis Radio.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You founded your brand in 2022 in Brooklyn, New York, to, quote, create cannabis accessories that appreciate the beauty of vintage decor with a timeless modern twist. But before we dive into your line of accessories, what motivated you to start Mantelpiece and get involved in what I think is high-end cannabis paraphernalia business?
Yeah.
Characterize that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think Mantelpiece was really born for my love of beautiful and functional design, and I really wanted to bring that into the cannabis space. I had a little extra disposable income in 2021, and I wanted to find something for my space, and I couldn't really find exactly what I was looking for. I think that's how kind of a lot of brands get started. So I decided to make something myself.
So you created the thing that it was that you wanted to use, right? That you thought other people also couldn't find.
Exactly.
Fascinating. In 1974, I spent a summer at my great aunt's house, and she and her husband owned a liquor store in Seattle in the 1930s and 40s. And about 75 beautiful vintage liquor bottles adorned the long, really, it was a mantle that lined the entire length of her basement rec room under the windows. My cousin, who was a rascal, would snatch some of them, and we would drill holes and place bong stems in them and make bongs out of these vintage liquor bottles. Your pieces kind of remind me of some of those vintage bottle bongs my cousin made. I appreciate that they are made of clear glass. They're just very elegant looking. Can you kind of describe your product line for us?
Yes. So the Mantelpiece vase is the only product that we have right now. It's available for pre-order, and we're planning on continuing the line, but it's kind of our hero product. It's a bong and a vase that fit together into one piece. We really wanted to create an illusion of it not being a bong without having to rely on opacity or colors. I think that's something that we might experiment with in the future, and we definitely considered, but I agree that the clear glass looks really nice, and it kind of really lets the illusion show how strong it is. And I agree that it looks like vintage glassware. That's basically what I was going for. I really love the design. It took a long time to get to where it is, and I think that I got it to a place that I really love.
When you say it took a long time, it took you 2 years to design your signature gauze face. Yeah. I never knew how to pronounce that. What was the process like for you, the design and production process? Can you describe it for us?
Yeah, for sure. So the idea came in 2021, and it took me until March of 2022. Like about 8 months to even kind of get going. I would talk about it in therapy every week. Like, I just need to listen to a couple podcast episodes and then I'm going to be ready to like get going. And then so finally I was able to do it, and I listened to a podcast episode and realized that it wasn't that helpful, but that it kind of got me in gear, and found a designer to work with. And so the design took many, many, many forms. It's really hard to get something exactly how you want it without having the skills to design something yourself. So I did have to work with somebody who knew how to use the programming to design products. So it started out a little bit taller, and it turned into something that kind of had a different flare shape. And then it came down to what it is now, which I think is the best iteration of it. And, you know, it was a lot of kind of back and forth in my head trying to figure out what shape I liked, what shapes would be possible. I have so many different drawings of just like shapes everywhere. And I would go to thrift stores and look at all the vases and try to just see as many shapes as I could so I could visualize. But yeah, it did take a long time to finally get it to where it is, even though it's a pretty simple shape.
So it's, in a way, it's kind of camouflaged, if you excuse the term. You know, your grandfather, your grandparents are coming over or something, and it could be on the, you know, on the shelf and really kind of pass as home decor.
Yeah, definitely. I think one thing I wanted to do with the brand is to not really lean into hiding. So that's kind of the brand slogan is stop hiding, because I didn't want it to be marketed quite as something that is to be hidden. I think it's more, I want it to be seen. I think it's more about that you don't have to hide anymore because it fits your aesthetic. But yes, I do think that if your grandparents were coming over, they wouldn't be able to tell. And you also can kind of disguise the smell with that upper vase being on top of the bong.
So I like that. So really it's you know, you kind of want to transcend the stigma, right? And the shame of you know, using cannabis by creating something that even though it's on the shelf and visible, they're still proud of, right?
Yes, definitely. And that's why with the clear glass, this, even when it's dirty after a few uses, it still looks great because it kind of just looks like another piece of glass or another color of glass is on the bottom. And then you have the clear glass on top. So it still has a great illusion even after it's been used, which I know that I do not, you know, clean my bong after every single use.
You say clear glass. What actual materials are your pieces made out of?
So it's borosilicate glass.
Like what does that mean? Give me an idea. Is it durable? Is it going to, you know,
yeah. So most smokeware is made of borosilicate glass. It's able to withstand high temperatures. So I would say most bongs on the market these days are made with borosilicate glass. So it is made with that borosilicate. I say transparent or clear glass because I've experimented with the colors a lot. But yes, we decided on the clear borosilicate glass. It is pretty durable. It is still glass. But yeah, there's also a silicone ring in there that kind of protects the vase and the bong from, you know, smashing into each other. So that creates a nice little padding there for them to fit together.
So if somebody's listening and they want to like see what we're talking about while we're talking about it, it's yourmantelpiece.com, right? One
yes.
word?
Yep, yourmantelpiece.com, and the Instagram handle's the same, @yourmantelpiece.
We've got about a minute left till the first break. Like what kind of what inspired you to go for the particular look that you have? Was there something you had in mind? You did mention that you wanted, that you were kind of a little bit, you know, mimicking a vintage piece of glassware. Like my grandmother had a lot of cut glass, and it looked, you know, not dissimilar to what you were
Yeah, I really love the look of vintage glass. And I think as I was trying to figure out the shape and the vibe that I wanted for the piece, I didn't have that in mind at first. But I kind of came to that after looking through everything and thinking, you know, why reinvent the wheel when there's already so much beauty out there, what that I can draw from for inspiration. So I thought, why don't I come up with something that is kind of like, it evokes the joy of discovering kind of like a hidden gem in a vintage market, which is something I love to do. And that's something I plan to do with all of the products, is kind of keep them to being vintage inspired, but they're created for a modern home. They're kind of, you know, they're able to blend into anyone's decor. They're not so vintage that they don't fit in with kind of a neutral decor as well.
Great. We are going to roach this segment and take a quick break and come right back to Elizabeth Chambry.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hempresent. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We're back with Elizabeth Chambry. You kind of mentioned this, Elizabeth. Anyone who has owned a bong knows that they can collect resin and require cleaning often. Here in Seattle, we make the joke that grunge is the stuff you scrape off your bong. Your messaging says your bongs are designed to look good all the time, not just when they've been cleaned. And you kind of talked about that. Could you just elaborate a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So basically, after any bong is used, as I'm sure everyone is familiar with, the water can be a little yellow. There is resin there. And most of the time, I think people wait until maybe before they're about to smoke to clean their bong. Or, you know, if you are a lazy person like me, you might wait a few times until you switch it out. So basically, the top part is there's two separate wells of water. So there's the well of water in the vase that holds flowers. And then there's the bong itself, which is a functional bong. So the vase part of the piece never gets dirty. It will always kind of be a clear, transparent glass vase. And then the bong itself will get dirty like any bong would. But when you put the clear glass over top of the dirty bong water bong, it kind of just looks like there is maybe like an amber glass on the bottom and then a transparent glass on the top. So it still gives the illusion of, you know, not being a bong. It's definitely the color is there. But I think when you look at it, you wouldn't immediately think this is a bong just by looking at it.
And sometimes if you have a vase and you've got flowers in it, the water will get kind of an amber color anyway, right?
Yes, exactly.
Where are your products manufactured? What kind of response have you received so far?
Yeah, so they are manufactured in China, where I think a lot of glass is manufactured. They're the best at doing it there. And I have had a pretty good reaction so far, I think. People are excited about the way that it looks. People are kind of following along on Instagram. We're in pre-order right now, so we're still trying to secure enough pre-orders to move through the production phase, which is going to happen either way. Whether or not I sell them or not. The reaction has so far been really great. Everyone's been really nice and positive feedback. I was really nervous to release it, but it's been really great so far.
What was the reaction of your friends and family? Or like, you know, you're creating, you know, weed paraphernalia? Are you crazy? Or was it like, wow, what a cool idea?
So I actually started smoking with my family in my early 20s for the first time. So they're all for it. They've always been kind of encouraging of it. My wider family, I posted it on Facebook the other day and I didn't really hear anything from anyone. So I don't know that they're excited about it or maybe they didn't see my post. I'm not sure. But I think just at least the kind of my immediate family, the family that I'm in touch with all the time, they are very supportive.
You know,
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I spent 28 years as the executive director of Seattle Hemp Fest, which was a 100,000-person, you know, reform event here in Seattle. We started in 91, and, you know, so much has changed. And really, the stigma, I mean, that, you know, I always said that, you know, community activists can only take things so far, and what I call economic activists, or the people in the industry, are taking it to the absolute next level, which is really what is going to, you know, destigmatize cannabis and like legitimize it. And I really feel that we're really at that point, you know. Do you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think the vase is something that I see being in, you know, people's homes that like right now you would not expect it to be in. I know I don't even like kind of saying that because I think there is no, you know, traditional way to look like you consume cannabis. But right. I think a lot of people feel like that there is some sort of aesthetic that goes along with it. And I really would like to see, you know, the CEOs and the, you know, people who are kind of higher up and embarrassed about their cannabis use to embrace it and display it with pieces that they love.
Yeah, I mean, someone, you know, might have a beautiful, incredible living room with, you know, high-end art and furniture and stuff, where if they have a traditional plastic bong, they're certainly not going to keep it out, right? They're gonna stash that away,
yep.
Right? And this is something that they could be proud of, that just kind of blend in, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that was kind of the purpose. I wanted it to blend seamlessly, and to not really be anything, kind of a neutral piece in your house, a beautiful piece, like maybe you'll get compliments on it, but it's also not going to stand out like a sore thumb. People won't know right away, like, this is a dirty, you know, a dirty bong.
Right, right. Elizabeth, while it has been changing, the cannabis industry kind of was originally, like other industries, rather dominated by men. I've heard people refer to the glass ceiling, a rip off the glass ceiling that women historically faced in the corporate world. And fortunately, that's rapidly changing too. Is it important to you to operate a woman-owned business in cannabis?
Definitely. I think I've been kind of solo so far doing this, and I haven't had a lot of experience with other people in the industry yet. You're almost the first person that I've talked to that's kind of in the industry and so prevalent. And I really didn't realize that there was this grass ceiling until I started working on this. So yes, it's definitely important for me to work and to be a woman-owned business, and also to kind of appreciate all of the you know, things that have happened around cannabis, the drug war, and how it's affected marginalized communities. And I think it's really an interesting place to be with a lot of activism involved. And I think there's a lot to be done, and I'm happy to kind of contribute to that. I'm hoping that during my time in the industry, I will make more money and I will be able to contribute more in different ways to different causes.
You kind of referenced it a little bit, but you're donating a portion of the profits that you make to the equity-oriented organization Last Prisoner Project. I had their director on the show, I don't know, maybe a year ago, which advocates for those incarcerated on cannabis offenses. Why is that important to you?
Yeah, definitely. I've been donating to them for a few years now on my own. So when I was starting the business and I was thinking about what I wanted to do in terms of equity, I was thinking, you know what, why don't I just go with the Last Prisoner Project that I've already been supporting? I can support them even more. I think for me, there's just such a horrible feeling to think that people's entire lives are changed and they're taken away from their family because of this plant. It really, really, really is devastating. And I think that it's a really important issue because obviously I'm out here, you know, making a bong and we're talking about weed and people are consuming cannabis and there's still people that are imprisoned for it. So that is really important to me. I can't imagine like kind of what that would be like. So I decided on that.
Well, that's awesome. That's, you know, really profound that it's important enough to you with a startup business to do that. I mean, that's a big statement, and you know, hats off to you for that. You started this, it sounds like you pretty much, you know, you had a designer and stuff. You pretty much done this all by yourself?
Yeah, so it's been a very like bootstrapped, just me. I've had a little help from some friends and some family along the way, but for the most part, I've taken, you know, money from my paycheck and money that I don't have in credit to fund this and to, you know, get the designs made, to find manufacturers, to get the samples, build the website, kind of everything along the way. And I have had a few really great friends, photographers, and kind of video producers that have helped me at no cost, which has been great. So I've used my network to kind of get to where I am as well. But other than those wonderful people that have helped me, it has been me and my credit cards.
Wow. So it's been a DIY effort for you, and it must have been a real learning experience for you too.
Definitely. There are some expenses I wish I didn't take on, and there that I wish I did.
Right, right. We're going to go to our next break and come back with our final questions. Elizabeth Chowry from Mathelpiece.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We're back for our final segment. Elizabeth, I imagine that you've got some other designs rolling around in your head?
Yes, I do.
Is that proprietary?
Yeah, so I think I can give you like a slight sneak peek. I have for traditional accessories in mind. I have an idea for an ashtray, for some bowl pieces, for a storage container. I want to do a tray. I have ideas for all of them and ways that they can fit into home decor with kind of not looking like they are what they are. And in some cases, like with the ashtray, it can just be home decor, I think. I might leave it, you know, visibly an ashtray because I think ashtrays look great. So I think there'll be some that are what they are and some that are more disguised like the vase.
But you got to sell some of these ones first, right?
Yes, I do indeed need to sell some of these first.
And you're currently taking pre-orders on your website, yourmantelpiece.com. What else should people know if they want to purchase one of your smoking accessories?
Yeah, so they're available on yourmantelpiece.com. The first 500 units are actually going to have kind of a special engraving on the silicone that's inside the vase. It's going to be something that's unique to this first run, and then will be changed out for the future. I kind of have this fantasy that in 100 years, somebody's grandchild will go to Antiques Roadshow and pull it out. And then the person from Antiques Roadshow will be like, wow, this is a very handsome example of, you know, something from the early 20th century. Mantelpiece, the brand you know today, this is their first run of bongs back in 2024. And you can tell by this marking right here. So that, I think, is unique and exciting to think about for the first run of 500. I think I would love any and everyone's support in getting this off the ground. I do need to sell a certain amount of these in order to put in the production order. Like I said, I'm going to get myself into as much debt as I need to in order to kind of bring this to fruition. But, you know, everyone supporting and kind of investing in a piece like this and kind of honoring their practice and refining their smoking experience, I think it's going to be it's good for me, the industry, and for the people who get to enjoy it.
I would put a value of $10,000 on this 21st century creation.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Well, I think they're beautiful, you know, really. And that they have, like I said, they have a real elegance about them. So I think that you've done a great job. What advice would you give somebody who's entering, who's thinking of starting their own business in cannabis, but it's kind of coming at it, you know, cold like you are?
Yeah, I would say don't take 8 months to listen to one podcast episode in order to motivate yourself to get started. But I think what really got me going after that was talking to as many people as I could in the industry, just founders in other industries. I kind of just got on a video call with anyone who would talk to me and asked them everything I could. In the beginning, I didn't even know kind of what the vase would look like. So I would just be like, I kind of want to make this thing and I don't really know how to do it. And everybody has been so supportive, everyone that I've talked to. It's very happy to lend a hand. I think that's another great part about the cannabis industry is that everyone is so friendly and sharing. So I would say definitely talk to people as much as you humanly can. And then also another thing is to use your own network for whatever you can. Don't be afraid to ask your friends to help you with the website, to help you with the video, to help you with, you know, my brother helps with coding. So I think that you really have to rely on the people around you if you're going to be doing it all yourself.
Well, we've got about a minute left to talk. It's a pleasure having you on. I certainly, I'm certainly excited for you. What final thoughts would you like to leave us with while we still have a minute or two?
Yeah, sure. I'm glad that you asked. So I think it's really past time for the stigmatization of cannabis use to end. And I have based kind of our entire philosophy around that. I want people to feel proud of their smokeware. I don't mean to kind of say that other smokeware isn't great as well. I think I've just created something that you can leave out and not have to move around when you have company over. And that your flowers won't die in bong water when you have them in a separate well of water for the vase. And Yeah, I think it's built to stand out and blend in. I am really proud of it. I think it's really special. I spent years working on it. I don't know. I'm just really proud to bring it to the market. And I'm hoping for myself that I can, you know, carve out a little space in the cannabis world, and then, you know, try to make a meaningful contribution to the community as I build up, you know, a customer base and some money.
Spectacular. I think that you have very wisely kind of looked at a hole in the market and filled it. And I think there's a lot of people that go, oh, wow, this is, you know, finally, this is something I was really looking for, like you were projecting. Elizabeth Chambry at yourmantlepiece.com. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk with me today.
Thank you. It's been great.
The Hemp Present intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand, and the outro music to Take Back the Plant by Sticker Bush. See you next time, folks. Stay strong.
Marijuana!
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.